553-7536. That's where the you get in the green light and the red light. The red light means stop, hear, and listen, and learn, and participate, and call. If we may be of service, we're certainly happy to do that. That's why we're here. On your side with calls and comments and help medically, 888-553-7536. People waiting, Ken, let's get back to our friends on the phone, including Mark in Virginia. Mark, we'll study what you have to say and see if we can help you out. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, good morning, sir.
Hi.
My question today, Dr. Kenny, is I'm a big green tea drinker, and I wanted to know what are the health benefits and the cancer preventatives of drinking green tea.
Mark, I'd love to know the answer to that question also. And the real difficulty in answering that question is that as of this moment, most of what we know from green tea comes out of the test tube. We know that it's a great source of antioxidants. It has a very powerful antioxidant called catechin. And in the test tube, it's very good at inhibiting cancers. It's good at getting the cholesterol down. It may even be good at getting the blood sugar down. And this is in the test tube. There are very limited long-term good full-body human studies. Most of what's already been done has been done in the Eastern countries, the Asian countries, where there's a lot of fish and soy in the diet, so it's not clear whether it's the fish and the soy or the green tea that's having the benefit. My take of it right now is if you want to take 1 to 2 cups of green tea each day, I think it's a good thing to do. If it doesn't have any effects on you that are uncomfortable, go ahead, enjoy it. But I think we're going to learn a lot more about green tea in the next 5 years as some of the ongoing Western human studies, which are being done at the moment, the results become available.
You know, there's a way for you to study this, obviously, if you want to spend the time, Mark. Something else you might want to look at is something called ASSAIC, E-S-S-A-I-C, ASSAIC tea, if you're looking for really medicinal benefits. Green tea is supposed to be good. All teas, I think, Ken, are supposed to be good, aren't they?
In moderation, because, you know, remember there's some caffeine, so as long as it doesn't charge up your heart, and in moderation, I think tea is a very good product.
Hope that helps, Mark. Thank you for the call. 888-553-7536. I think I told you once a story about what happened to me. One summer working on the farm, most of you know I have a dairy farm, and I'm very actively involved in the running of it. And so one summer I was drinking a lot of tea, iced tea, and it seemed to quench my thirst because you drink water, you look for something, lemonade, some juices. I don't drink any carbonated stuff, and I try to stay away from things that are really sweet. But I noticed that I was acting strangely. I was really charged up. I was, and I usually sleep very well. I wasn't sleeping well. So I finally went to see my family doctor, and I said, really, this is strange. He said, what are you doing? What are you eating? What are you doing different? I said, well, the only thing I'm doing differently is drinking a lot of iced tea. He said, stop it. I stopped. It was fine. So whatever there was, the caffeine, if that's what it was, I don't drink coffee and never have and don't embrace caffeine in most anything. So that was it, Ken. You're right. It can affect you if you drink. I was drinking a couple of quarts a day of this stuff.
You have to be abnormal to have that not affect you. So that was an abnormal effect.
Yeah, right. All right. 888-553-7536. Dave's in Wisconsin. You're on next with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Hi, this is Dave.
Yeah, we got that, Dave. Help yourself. Go ahead.
Okay. I've got a condition, and actually I diagnosed it myself. It's intermittent claudication.
Diagnose it and become doctor for the day, Dave, we need to make sure you pronounce it properly. Intermittent claudication. I know it's a mouthful.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. And I only get that when I run. About maybe 5 to 10 minutes into my run, my thighs cramp up in the frontal thigh and sometimes on the side. And sometimes I can slow down, keep running, and it'll subside somewhat, but it's still there. And I went to WebMD, And a couple of natural supplements that were recommended were L-arginine, ginkgo, I think niacin was one of them, and L-carnitine. And I was just wondering if that'd be worth giving a try.
Well, boy, Dave, you know, I don't want you pulling your own teeth. And I'd want to make sure that you have the right diagnosis. Intermittent claudication is a symptom of inadequate blood flow to the legs. We talk all the time about coronary artery disease or strokes with problems in the circulation to the brain. But the legs have a circulation. The pipes which bring the blood from the heart down to the tips of your toes, those are the arteries. It comes back up to the heart and the veins. And when the arteries get blocked up, as they can anywhere else in the body, you get peripheral vascular disease. The symptom is intermittent claudication. Intermittent claudication can occur at rest or with exercise. It initially occurs with activity. You get this tightness in the calves or the thighs, like something is just grabbing you, as you describe, and usually at the height of peak exercise, and then as the progression of the blockage in the circulation of the legs gets worse, the symptom occurs with less and less activity. This, Dave, fortunately, this is diagnosed very easily with somebody first feeling the pulses in your feet, and they would be diminished if you do have intermittent claudication. It's hard to feel your own pulses. You can if you try and if you know how to do it, but in the feet. But what I would urge you to do is let a doctor who works in that area, and they'll do some ultrasound of the legs to confirm that you're on the right track, if in fact your pulses are diminished in the feet. And then you can use some treatment. There are alternative options. Usually ginkgo is the most common one, the blood thinning effect of ginkgo. But you have to remember that it can be a little bit dicey to use ginkgo because this herb can cause bleeding in high doses. It can be dangerous if it's combined with aspirin, which is often prescribed with people who have PAD. So you have to be a little bit cautious about doing this. Do you smoke? Because that is usually cause number 1 through 10 for PAD.
Okay. And just so you know, Dr. Ken, I had a CAT scan about 4 years ago, and I have some blockage in one of my main arteries. It was less than 50%.
In your legs? In what artery?
It would have been in my stomach.
In your stomach? Okay.
I believe that's where it was. And they have done the ultrasound tests, and my blood flow is fine when I'm resting.
In your legs?
I go for a long walk, and it doesn't bother me. It's just when I run.
Dave, did you have a rest and exercise vascular study of the legs? Sorry?
I was on the treadmill, and they inclined it a little bit, but I just walked. And, again, when I walk, I can walk for long lengths.
Dave, you got to listen, okay?
All right.
We're talking in parallel universes. So
okay. Hear
me out, okay?
All right.
You need to make a diagnosis, and you can do this with exercise. If you have a good vascular doctor, you can get ultrasounded at rest and then also with exercise if it's only occurring with exercise, and compare it. I would urge you not to smoke, get the blood sugar controlled, get down to ideal body weight, get your blood pressure under 140 over 90, check your cholesterol. These are all the causes of this. And if you have a family history of this, or as your age increases over 50, as yours is, this all increases the risk of what you're talking about. And good luck.
888-553-7536. You know, while we're on the air, I often do a lot of medical research. I listen to you. I pick up something. I'm fascinated because when I travel, I take my iPad with me, and I'm looking around the various health sites. And I came to a page on the Huffington Post. The physician quoted is Mark Hyman. I don't know if you ever read any of his stuff or not, Ken. He's written a blog about vitamins because somebody sent him a question about whether vitamins can actually kill you. Do vitamins kill people? And his question back is, how many people do you know who have died from taking vitamins? And then he went on to explain that it depends on the quality of the science, the quality of the research, the quality of the product. He said the waste bin of science is full of drugs which were not good, and then vitamins now in the focus, because some people in the government want you not to take them. And, you know, he basically is saying the same thing. There's nothing. He sounds like someone that's pretty compatible with you, that without the right research, without the right science, how the heck do you know? There are plenty of people who have taken drugs that have been approved by the FDA who are no longer here. And there are plenty of people who may have, as you suggest, sort of self-medicated without doing a little research to find out whether you need that gentleman who was just on with us, Dave. He went through a litany of a half a dozen different products that are homeopathic. I've taken, I think, pretty much all of them over the years. But you got to know what you're taking them for. You don't just take them.
Especially ginkgo.
Yeah, ginkgo is a real blood thinner. And it's. I think ginkgo, also ginseng. What are the properties of ginseng that are good? I've forgotten. I remember taking ginseng, and I remember somebody even confusing it with ginkgo. But I don't remember what it's for.
Well,
off the top of my head.
It's taken as an aphrodisiac, a stimulant, type 2 diabetes. Let me test my memory here. Sexual dysfunction, energy.
Got it. Now I know why I took it.
But I'm not recommending it, but I know why people have taken it. It has some side effects, inability to sleep, high blood pressure, nausea, diarrhea, headaches, nosebleeds, breast pain.
Yeah, all right. So the idea is to do some research on your own. You have plenty of resources. There's all kinds of material around, including the newsletter that Ken writes every weekend, which is archived at both drkenshow.com and dougsteffen.com. 19 past the hour. Your calls continue at 888-553-7536 here on Good Day Weekend with Dr. Ken.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
On to round 3. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday!
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is rad!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
888-553-7536. The largest study on cell phones and the link to cancer out this week, Ken.
This is an issue that just won't go away. And the news this week out of the British Medical Journal, because, Doug, this amazed me. 3/4 of the world's population, more than 5 billion with a B, people use a cell phone.
My God.
Amazing. This is the biggest study ever to examine the possible connection between cell phones and cancer. And before you jump, it found no evidence of any link suggesting that the billions of people who are rarely more than a few inches from their phones have no special health concerns. This Danish study of more than 350,000 people concluded there was no difference in cancer rates between people who had used a cell phone for about a decade and those who did not. So that's their conclusion. My read on all this, my concern, is there's limitations to these studies. There may be separate risks for heavy users, the specific risk on children, and there may be unknown long-term effects.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze-Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the meat bucket special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Unchain my heart.
Unchain my heart.
Baby, let me be.
Unchain my heart.
Unchain my heart.
888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on the Good Day program. Every weekend we get together to help you understand what's going on in the world of medicine, things that affect your health and well-being. Edward is listening in Eugene, Oregon, KUGN. Go ahead, Edward. You're on with Dr. Ken right now.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen, and thank you for taking my call. Dr. Ken, I'm a 76-year-old, enjoying wonderful health, and I look like 40. I work out at the gym still with heavy weights, and I had a wonderful heart doctor that moved out of the area. And my inquiry is about the taurine, which is
amino acid,
right?
Yeah, building block for protein.
Is that good for your heart?
Well, this comes to me as a question from a lot of my patients lately because it's become a common ingredient in many of these energy drinks. Is that where you're seeing it?
No, I'm not. I read in a Muscle Fitness magazine.
Right.
About four or five years ago.
Right. It's the fitness people. They're getting these energy drinks at the gym, and they're asking me, is the taurine safe? And, you know, it's okay. What it's used for is neurologic development, and it helps also regulate water and mineral salts in the blood. It also has some antioxidant properties. My advice, up to 3,000 milligrams a day of the supplement is considered safe. If you take up to that amount, if your body doesn't need it, it'll be excreted by the kidneys. If you have normal kidney function, you can take up to that amount. If you don't have normal kidney function, talk to your doctors. You'd need a specific dose for yourself. And, you know, just watch the high amounts of caffeine or sugar that is often in these same products that have the taurine, okay?
Yeah, I just take the pill form, 1,000 milligrams.
What are you trying to accomplish? Because it's also found in meat, fish, and breast milk, which I don't know if you're going to be getting any of that.
No. Well, what I do is I after my workout, I do 2 minutes of a cardio program.
So you're trying to build up muscle.
Right.
Okay. I don't have a problem with it. Do you have normal kidneys?
Yes, sir.
Just don't exceed 3,000 milligrams, 3 grams a day, okay?
What is it? What's the product called?
Taurine. It's an amino acid. Amino acids are building blocks of protein, and it's safe in that regard. And, again, I'm seeing this because they're filling this in all these energy products lately.
Right. All right. There you go, sir. Good luck to you. It's an inspiration to have somebody who is your age doing what you're doing.
Yeah, he sounds great, doesn't he?
And it's very good for you. You can keep it up. 888-553-7536. I bet she's hanging around with somebody in her 40s.
I was thinking the same thing.
I'm as willing to bet you that.
I would not want to bet against that.
Uh-uh. Robert wants to know whether technology has improved healthcare. That's a rather general question. But as a physician, Ken, you have a lot of tools. I will tell you that Ken's office down in Florida has every single dynamic instrument necessary in order to be able to figure what the condition of your body is, especially your heart and circulatory system. And I would have thought, this person asking the question, my immediate answer to that question would be, of course. But maybe that's not true in all
respects.
That
is a great question. And the answer is it has, if you combine the best of all worlds. If you blend using your brain in your hands and your ability to communicate with your patient and know when to use technology and when not to, if you can combine it effectively, there's no doubt in my mind it is so much better. Never in a million years did I dream that without cutting into a body 30 years ago when I was sitting as a first-year medical student at the University of Pennsylvania in 1975, that I could be imaging without cutting into the body like I can today. I only dreamed of that, but the key is knowing when to use it and when not to, and when it's done appropriately, it's an incredible win-win for everybody.
I read something on the plane the other night about a 3-year-old girl eating light bulbs. Did you see that?
I actually did, yes. It's called pica.
What the heck is that about?
Pica is a disorder where people have an appetite, a hunger for everything. And
light bulbs?
Yes, for anything. And it's usually due to iron deficiency or zinc deficiency, some deficiency in the body, and then people typically are seeking ice chips, but they can be seeking plastic. And this young girl has an appetite for everything imaginable. Her name is Natalie Hayhurst. She looks like your average adorable 3-year-old.
Yeah,
but when it comes to food, she's anything but average. You know, most kids are a little picky, but she likes everything, literally. Pica is a rare condition. It creates a compulsion to eat things that aren't food. She prefers wood, paper products, cardboard, sticks. She'll eat rocks, dirt.
Yeah,
she had a bite out of a
system?
Diet Coke can.
What is it? What does it do to your system?
Oh, it's horrible. And the way this is treated is if you can identify a deficiency, then you supplement it. And again, iron and zinc are common, but often this becomes just a mental problem, and you need a lot of behavioral therapy, sometimes medications, because at this severe level, I'm sure that this is more than a deficiency.
Wow. 888-55 Dr. Ken, half past the hour. Good day, weekend time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know, How do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go cross town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
It's 33 after the hour. You may join us any number of ways. If you want to ask Dr. Ken a question, help yourself, 888-553-7536. We take tons of calls every weekend when we're together. You can email Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or me, Doug, at dougstefan.com. You can listen online. I know there are various ways you can get the podcasts at drkenshow.com. And I know at DougStefan.com you can go through the archives. Listen boxes at the top right-hand side. Just click on anything that you want. There's an iPad. Well, the apps are available, both iPad and iPhones, if I remember correctly. All kinds of information at your fingertips. Help yourself. We're happy to be of service. That's why we're here. The newsletter every weekend you can get by going to either Dr. Ken Show or DougStefan.com. Look at Dr. Ken's picture. Click on that. Put your email address in, and totally free of charge. We're not selling you anything. You get the info. This week, lots and lots of info on Ken's, I guess maybe this is your favorite subject, is it not?
What's that?
What we're doing, what the newsletter is all about this weekend.
I don't know if it's my favorite, but it's a big topic for me.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think you do
keeping,
a lot.
Keeping kids healthy.
Yeah, children in general. Yeah, it may not be your if it's cardio related, probably would be your favorite.
If I had to pick my choice, adult circulation, prevention of heart attacks and sudden death is probably my mission in life, but I also like to treat the whole body.
And we're happy to have that as your mission in life. Thank you. James, up next with Dr. Ken Heiser. You're on the air.
Yes, I have this blastocystis hormonus, and I've been prescribed Flagyl, which hasn't done anything.
And I'm already lost. What's he got and what's he taking,
James,
Ken?
Easy for you to say. Doug, this is actually a very interesting problem as a physician and a very challenging one for a patient because blastocystis hominis, B. hominis is how it's referred to much more easily, it's a microscopic parasite. It's sometimes found in the stool of even healthy people, and it can cause diarrhea, abdominal pain, but we're not even sure whether it's an infectious cause of illness. Some people have this, and it doesn't cause any problems. Some people have this, and it causes a lot of symptoms. It can cause things like diarrhea, nausea, abdominal cramps, bloating, excessive gas, anal itching, fatigue. And originally, it was thought that it was one of these fungi when that was the great rage. But it turns out to be a parasite. It's like an animal scavenging in your GI tract looking for its own sources of small, little, delectable, little tiny bacteria or whatever that it can eat. And sometimes, as parasites do, they get in the way of the human body. And Are we sure, James, that this is causing you problems? Because when it does cause these symptoms, we then do treat it. And what we do initially is give what you were given, Flagyl. If Flagyl isn't working, my concern would be that it's not the blastocystis hominis as the cause of your problems. You know, it can be one of these true unrelated, or you need to, what I would do is I would try something like Bactrim or Sceptre, which is the same thing. It's a combination sulfa drug. There's also an anti-protozoal medication called Eudoxin, which is an example, which is also given for this. So what I would do is you just need to try, talk to the doctor about giving you a substitute for Flagyl. But interestingly, we're not sure how this is transmitted. It's most likely transmitted, and I don't mean to be gross, but from the oral fecal route. That means that when you go to the bathroom and have a bowel movement, you don't wash your hands adequately, and then you end up putting your hands in your mouth either when you eat or at another time. And this is a very common problem, as we're going to talk about the cell phone and contaminants occurring the same way shortly. But that's how I would deal with this. There are ways that are suggested to prevent this. And, you know, I'm not going to tell you what the FDA says because it's just going to get dug on his toot. So, but, you know, you just want to avoid raw or uncooked foods. And you want to make sure that you serve your foods cooked, well, served hot, and just actually just good hand washing when you have to go to the bathroom.
There it is, sir. 888-553-7536. Yes, the story about cell phones contaminated with fecal matter and what Ken just described, obviously you're not using your, unless you're really crazy, your phone's not in your butt, although there's a visualization there, and I'm sure some people have used that as an anachronistic way of telling you where to go.
Everybody has a week, and believe it or not, this week is International Hand Washing Week,
mm-hmm.
and out of the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine and Queen Mary University of London, not making this up, they have discovered, and again, this is not Americans, this is the British, 92% of cell phones in the UK, they have bacteria on them, including E. coli, Doug, because people are not apparently washing their hands after going to the bathroom. The E. coli came from fecal bacteria, which can survive on hands and surfaces for hours. So, you know, look at your smartphone and keep it clean and keep your hands clean.
And be smart. Why in the world wouldn't you do that? It takes no effort. My father used to say, soap and water are cheap, and they are. No reason for anybody to be dirty like that. 888-553-7536. By the way, speaking of dirt and the contaminants, one of the things that we've talked about here in the last month, those cantaloupes that were dirty, it turns out that it wasn't what was in the field, but rather what was at the packing plant that was not apparently controlled by this farmer in Colorado. I think he was in Colorado. But they, you know, they ship these things, they pack them and ship them to the various supermarket chains and outlets around the country, and the plant was filthy.
Unsanitary conditions apparently at this packing plant that handled fresh cantaloupes from this Colorado farm are felt to likely contribute to, this is one of the deadliest listeria outbreaks in American history.
Mm-hmm.
25 people so far killed.
Yeah, but I think it's pretty much over now, isn't it?
Well, we're not sure because the incubation period is so long, it's months, and there's still an occasional report, so I'm not yet sure it's over. It's probably out of circulation,
yeah.
But there may be one or two more deaths.
888-553-7536. Every week, Ken picks a number of things that fit into various categories that are in the news, things that are good to know. I thought, for example, the item that you found from the Journal of the American Medical Association about fewer patients being hospitalized for heart failure was especially good news.
Yeah, this is great news that the number one Medicare cost for hospitalization far and away you add up two through the next five or six, heart failure is the number one. And the good news is in the past 10 years, there has been a 30% drop in the heart failure hospitalization rate across America. It's probably due because we're giving better outpatient care. We're also having fewer heart attacks, better control of high blood pressure and cholesterol. This is literally saving the healthcare system billions, as in big.
All right. One of the things that is the problem with cancer and heart disease, there is so many types of them, because October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. A lot of people are paying a lot of attention to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. She died of breast cancer. And the reason that she died, I'm not a big fan of these sorts of commercial industrial these organizations that they become so big. They almost.
I'm amazed how successful they have become.
They've raised $2 billion. $2 billion they've raised.
They uniquely have gotten so big.
But you know why I'm talking about this? This goes back to, if you weren't listening to us earlier this morning, we were talking about what happened with Steve Jobs and his delaying cancer surgery. Basically, Susan Komen's story is the same. She was told, but it wasn't a homeopathic person, it was a GP. She had so much faith, so she thought, in her GP, she went to him and she had a pain in her breast. Do you know the story? I'll tell it quickly. You know the story. Maybe you should tell
the story. No, you tell it. I don't know all the details, but I've heard it.
She was she found that she had this mass, and the doctor said, well, we'll take it out, and that'll take care of it. Well, so they did a small surgical procedure, takes the lumps out, and then restitches it and puts a little prosthesis or whatever in there to make her breast seem normal. And he said, fine and dandy, we've taken care of it, you've got it. 9 months later, she has cancer spread to other areas.
They did not get it all.
Didn't get it at all. No,
that's how I understand the story.
Right.
But there's some good news out of The Lancet this week that the recurrence rate is halved compared to those who undergo breast-conserving surgery alone when you add radiation after lumpectomy. This is really good news.
Right. But radiation has its own impact, does it not?
Well, it's all compared to what? Compared to death, it has little impact.
Right. Okay. So because there are a lot of people who think that the mammograms are useless, and a lot of people have been talking about that this month, that if you really want to get a really good idea of what's going on in your breasts, you need to have an MRI or go through a CAT scan like you have in your office where you can see your whole torso.
It's not one size fits all. It depends on so many variables. This is where you need to be examined. You know, your risk factors, the type of breasts you have. There's a lot of factors here. One size doesn't fit all because there are risks and benefits to all of this.
888-553-7536. Somebody asked, Rita sent a question along about water. Whether tap water is the same everywhere, the answer is no. How much do you believe, Ken, in drinking bottled water? Apparently there was some contamination of water in some place, and I don't know where it is. She just said near her, and she lives in North Carolina, where a lot of people... you were just talking about diarrhea and the things and the bacteria that we get from cell phones or not cleaning ourselves. But the same damage can come as a result of a toxic water. And some tap water is not good, and some of the stuff in bottles isn't good. I drink well water on my farm, and I find that to be preferable. But there's all kinds of stuff. You can't tell by looking at it whether it's clean or it isn't clean.
For peace of mind, you have to get your water tested if you have any doubts.
Yeah, so that's probably the best thing to do, whether it's coming out of a faucet and you have town municipal water or you have a well. Some people like to drink. I used to drink water out of a stream all the time, and it looks beautiful. In this case, this was a wonderful stream, extraordinarily clean, looked like it was clean. And then I found that I have a stronger immune system than most, I guess. Some people were drinking water out of the stream, and they get dysentery. So that's what is that anyway? That's something that would come from the same kind of bugs we're talking about that would be on the cell phones, right?
Yeah, there's the big concern about streams these days are amoeba. Mm-hmm. And so that's a little bit dicey right now. You want to make sure that that's very quickly moving water.
Yeah, got to keep it moving. All right, we're keeping things moving here. 888-553-7536. Back to your calls in just a moment here on Good Day Weekend with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
This is your Daily High with Andy Greenberg, and we're going to be filling in the blanks. Now, let's take a look at our life and say to ourselves, morning. Are we going to fill in bad morning or a good morning? And let's say have a dash day. Does that mean let's have a good day or a bad day? And by the end of the afternoon, when someone comes over to us and says, how's your day? What kind of a blank are we going to put into that? Pretty bad or pretty good? These blanks actually define our lives, actually define our attitudes, actually define how the day in our life is going to be going. Because we know this, sometimes we don't want to admit it, that when we think optimistically, that when we think favorably, that when we think things are going to be going very well for us, they in fact will. And all we have to do is fill in the blanks. We also know the opposite. When we wake up in the morning and we say, hey, I'm going to have a bad day today, we're going to have a bad day. So each and every time you have that blank to fill it in with a positive, and watch that positive take control of your day, take control of your actions. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
888-553-7536. All right, so Ron, you're on with Dr. Ken. Help yourself.
Good morning.
Hi.
I have a question regarding numbness in the little toes on each foot. It's there more or less all the time. I feel it more when I'm lying down. And sometimes there's it feels like a little warmth going through the soles of my feet. Question is, what kind of a doctor should I see, since my primary says that's a product of old age? I'm 80. The fat pads in my feet are wearing out.
Well, the first thing you might want to, there's a number of possibilities here, because the symptoms that you're describing, they can be circulatory, they can be orthopedic, they can be neurologic, and the question is, you know, in which part of the body is it coming from? Are you diabetic?
No, no.
Okay. Have you had any trauma to the back?
No, never.
Broken toes? Do you have a herniated disc?
I had some toe surgery on the next to the great toe, that toe, three or four years ago.
Do you have circulatory problems? Peripheral artery disease?
I don't know about that.
Okay. Well, I would ask your doctor what he thinks. You know, examine it. If you were in front of me, I would examine it, and I'd be able to tell you whether I think it's circulatory, whether it's more in the skeletal bone issue, or whether it's more in the nerve, and that's where I would go. You're not a drinker, are you?
No.
And you've never had any injury to your spinal cord, neuromas in the toe?
No, no.
And check your thyroid. An underactive thyroid can do this. We talked about multiple sclerosis before, vitamin B12 deficiency, lupus, strokes, neuromas.
None of those so far.
A broken toe, a back injury, all of these things can do it.
What kind of a doctor should I see? Because my primary says, don't worry about it. It's just the fat pads wearing out. And I think over the past year, it's gotten a little worse, and it just concerns me.
Well, if it's just a fat pad wearing out, you know, you may want to go to either an orthopedic doctor or to a foot doctor, a podiatrist. And you know, that may be a good place to start. Go to a podiatrist and ask them what they think is the cause, and they can at least make a diagnosis and point you in the right direction.
Did you say you went to a podiatrist already?
And they gave me some orthopedic inserts.
Yeah.
And they didn't help. They just they didn't help at all.
So
what did they think
else?
The diagnosis was?
The arch needed that. My feet are not flat, but they're not.
So time is up. Sorry about that. 51
doctor. Pass.
positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947 or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Glass solitaire, but I still got my hopes, so what do I care? By fashion and for free, I'm never discouraged.
1-888-55 Dr. Ken, I'm listening to this great music. Give me a call. Give Doug a call. We have some open lines. We don't usually have them, but they're there for you. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. Toll free from anywhere in America. We'll pick up the charge. I'll give you health care. There's no bill. Help you with yourself, your parents, your spouse, your kids, anybody, everyone listening. Either they have a health care problem or they know somebody with one. There's a rare problem in the over 30 years that I've been in medicine I haven't seen once again. Write this down. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. 1-888-553-7536. And if you want to talk about Steve Jobs and his decision not to get operated on, which appears to have shortened his life, using alternative medicine before the traditional medicine. If you have an opinion like that, we'll put you first in line. That's the theme for the week.
888-553-7536. There are a lot of items this week affecting parents and their children, including this new vaccine, which doesn't seem to apply here necessarily in America because we don't have many cases of malaria. So you would... This would apply where in the world, Ken?
Well, if you're traveling to Africa or any desert areas or a tropical area, but especially in Africa, it's a huge issue. Out of the New England Journal of Medicine, this is historical. Malaria, it's caused by a parasite. It's most commonly passed to humans through the bite of an infected mosquito. And this experimental vaccine, it actually cut malaria infections in infants and toddlers by about a half. And the reason why I'm excited about this, it's amazing because there has never been a successful vaccine against a human parasite, nor obviously against malaria.
All right, so this brings me back to a trip that I took to Africa about maybe 10, 11, 12 years ago. I met Mother Teresa in her clinic in Addis Ababa. And the reason I tell you the story after you mentioned malaria, there were 240 beds in this hospital, and every one of them taken by young people, not older people,
with
young
malaria.
People who had malaria
exactly.
Or AIDS.
Exactly.
Or I guess I don't know whether you get them both, but it was looking at those people, my God, Ken, you would never, maybe you've had. the experience. I don't think I've ever been affected.
I've treated a few people with malaria, yes. It's
looking
horrible.
At those people and their
That's
eyes.
That's why I'm excited about this.
Oh, God. 888-553-7536. Hank's in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, sir. You're on with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Good morning. I was wondering, how do you know how much caffeine is too much to accelerate your heart? And then I had another question if you had time.
Hank, great question. If you don't know that it's too much, then it's probably not too much. If it, when it becomes too much, you'll be feeling your heart turning over, palpitations. You won't be able to sleep. That's when it's too much. You just feel very restless.
Okay. Secondly, has there ever been any protocol or test or anything to determine how a body metabolizes different medicines so that you know if your body does it more so than the next person?
Interesting question. This is probably most advanced with a drug called Plavix, maybe a little bit with aspirin. We are beginning to, this is the cutting edge of pharmacology and traditional medicine, because we are learning that people do metabolize drugs differently. A lot of it's based on your genes, and this is an area that's being studied right now, and hopefully in the future we will have better tests to evaluate whether you're a fast or a slow metabolizer of certain drugs, because we definitely should be treating people with different levels. This is one of the reasons we believe that some people, for example, after balloon angioplasty or after heart attacks, are more susceptible to another event because their body metabolizes, for example, Plavix, a strong blood thinner, more effectively, or aspirin more effectively than others, so they should be getting a higher dose. So it's a practical, important question, and stay tuned. It's an area of great research in medical world today.
All right, Hank.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. 888-553-7536. Always the number to remember. You can email Ken, Dr. Ken, at drkenshow.com, or Doug at dougstefan.com. The underscoring this week of the doctors discouraging television screen time for babies under two. I always like to underscore that because I think it doesn't mean that I'm right. That's not why I'm mentioning it, but I think it's a good warning for parents, don't you, Ken?
Absolutely. American Academy of Pediatrics. Don't let your kid under two watch TV.
Period. End of story. All right, that's it for another edition of the Good Day Weekend program. When it comes to your well-being, health and well-being, this is a great way, a great service of Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Thank you for being here.